The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
More on the sixth condition that Hashem has, that nobody can help him or harm him, the consent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we were talking about the sixth condition, where nobody could benefit us or damage us without the consent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the only master. Adoyin HaKol, whenever we say the shame, Adnus, in every bracha we say, we're saying the translation of Adnus is Adon HaKol. He is the master of everything. There's nothing above him and nothing equal to him. Everything in this world is below him. And if we pay attention to it every time we say a bracha, and we're saying over 100 brachas a day, then we would be machazik this type of feeling that I don't have to be afraid of anything or anybody because Hashem is the master. Hashem is the one in control. And I don't have to look for other people to be the ones that are going to take care of me. I just have to be good with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking in the past about how also everything has its right time. You can't make it early, you can't make it later, and everything is for the best. I'll just share with you a beautiful maisa that happened in our family yesterday. As many of you know, Baruch Hashem, our daughter gave birth to a son. Now, her due date was 2 weeks ago. A week and a half ago, her husband was diagnosed with corona, which kind of made things very complicated because since he had corona, he wouldn't be able to come to the birth. And so question, who's going to be able to be with my daughter? Where is she going to be at the birth? What's going to be with the children? Everything up in the air. But as we know, Hashem is always giving us the message, Shapi Hashem Yachno, Pi Hashem Yiso. We move with Hashem and we stay in place with Hashem. Anyway, the birth did not happen on time and didn't happen even a week later. It was already a week and a half later. And the doctors were pushing very hard that she should try to do something to get things moving, and she didn't feel comfortable about it. So we made up that generally one has maximum up to 2 weeks. Up to 2 weeks, we're going to push things off, and if nothing happens after 2 weeks, then she'll have to go through the different types of things to get the birth moving. Anyway, the 2 weeks were up yesterday and Sunday. Now, it happened to be the way Hashem orchestrates everything, that her husband had to be in Bidud because he had corona, but the day he got out was Sunday. Early Sunday morning, she started without any zirus mibachutz, straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She started having to be in a position to go to the hospital, and they went to the hospital, or he had to leave the kids. So how does Hashem arrange that? One of her son-in-law's cousin already had corona, and she had no problem being a babysitter for the kids, because two of the kids also had corona. So they had a babysitter in place.
Kol HaLashon.
Go to the hospital. The birth did not happen right away, because Hashem wanted some more tefillahs, and the whole family was davening for quite a few hours, Baruch Hashem. And the baby was born healthy, and she was healthy. She was, by the way, also tested in the hospital. They wanted to test if she had corona, and she was tested negative. This is also one of those things that Hashem is always showing us, that there's no clear mahalach in this corona. You have a family living together, not separated at all in any way. And the husband got it, and the wife didn't get it. Some kids, yes, some kids not. When she very much wanted to be able to have a private room, when she should give birth and have the baby with her in the room. And look at this, because she was together with her husband, she has to be separated from everybody else. So they gave her a private room, and they gave the baby to be in the room with her. So after all the concerns and everything else, what's going to be? How can you give birth with a husband with corona, the kids with corona? It came out the best possible way. And exactly at the time that Hashem planned it to be, that was the time Hashem planned it from the beginning, giving birth, Sunday afternoon, the last possible time, naturally, Baruch Hashem, with her husband, with a baby. So, Baruch Hashem, we are full of Haidot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have to put in our book of Siyata Shemaya. And this is a classic example of how when you're before the Maisa, you say, what's happening over here? How could this be? I have to give birth. What, I have to be without my husband. Who's going to, I'm not going to find a midwife to take care of me. I'm not going to find a helper, Sayat, whatever you call them, to help me out. And Baruch and everything fit perfectly in place in the best possible fashion. That's the story of our life, and we all have these stories. It's just a matter of us to open up our eyes more and put ourselves more in Hashem's hands, mechazik ourselves, the things that are important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, like we said, nothing can damage us, and nobody can damage us without the consent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that if we do things Hashem Shemayim, we have a special Shemir. We don't have to be afraid and overly concerned. Or you don't have to be Hefker. Baruch Hashem, we have a special Shemir over here. And if we take advantage of the things we can, everybody according to his koiches. If we come to shul, we come to shul. For whatever reason, we can't come to shul. It's other rabbi. Mechazik HaTfil is over there. And remind ourselves, like we're saying, that this is the nation of Hashem. Adoy Nako, there's nobody else out there. Not even a corona is more powerful than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we put ourselves in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Al Tiftichu B'Nedivim, like we said last time, don't put up bitochen, not in people, not in anything else. Look, when in Israel they started being so proud of themselves, that look at this, we're the first ones with the vaccine and everything else. We're example to the world. Whenever we start showing that we think that we are the one controlling things, Hashem gives us a different message. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get past this also. Meschazik, mechazik, ourselves and one another. Mitzvah Hashem, when it's all over, we're going to look back and say, oh, we are one of those smart and wise people that took advantage of the situation to really feel Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives. And we'll take the nishenis we want in this situation and the chizukim and bitochen that we had in this situation to help us with all the situations we'll go through throughout our lives. Shalom Uvrach.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.